Hey, you got the morning show where they're in this old moves with Where I Go. And on the line from the Surf Club, I got Travis Brown. Morning, Travis.
Good, Aaron. How's it going?
Pretty good. Now, do I call you like a coordinator or something like that for the Surf Club?
Yeah, so I'm the junior surf coordinator up at Raglan Surf Club, and I also coach one of our groups while we're up there as well.
Okay, and how soon before the Nippers season starts this year?
So our Nippers season will commence this Sunday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So we had a little display, where it was the 50th Jubilee of Raglan Surf Lifesaving Club last weekend. So we had some of the juniors come up to give a little display and show off some of their skills, and now we're actually commencing our full season for past and new members this weekend.
Okay, so this is fairly late in the piece to be chatting about it, but can people just rock up, or do they need to book in or something like that?
No, so people can just show up at 10 at the surf club at Nananui Beach, and we meet outside the junior surf shed, which is down the bottom, and anyone can rock up and give it a go. And then if people are super, super interested in getting involved, they can go to our Raglan Surf Lifesaving website, or they can message at juniorsurf@raglansurflifesaving.org.nz, and we have a Nippers page for kids as well on Facebook.
Okay, and I've heard that you kind of needs to be a reasonable amount of parental involvement, does there, especially for the young ones?
Yeah, so with our youngest ones, which are our tadpoles, are under 7, we hope that we have the expectation that parents would be in the water with the kids one-to-one. As they get older, there can be a little bit less of that, but it kind of depends on the nature of the water. Obviously, with Naranui being the way it is, quite often we'll hope that they have one-to-one, but on a day where it's a bit calmer, we usually go with a ratio of one adult to 4 kids.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, still a fair amount. Not a sideline sport for the kids, for the adults, rather.
Yeah, so we really like it if the parents can get involved with the kids as well. We feel that if they're in there and setting the example, then the kids really get into it and want to do, you know, their best when they see mum and dad giving it a shot as well. And I just feel like from a family perspective, it's really great to do those shared activities with the kids. I think they have a blast, and I think the parents have a blast as well.
Yeah, especially at that younger age. What age did you say the tadpoles were?
So our tadpoles go from our under-7 program. So essentially we have an under-7-year-old program, and with those kids we're just trying to get them a love of the water, surf safety, but basically having fun and wanting to be out and active.
Yep.
Our next group, which is the group that I usually take, is our what we call our A group, which is for those kids that are in the 7, 8 and 9-year-old bracket. Then we have a B group. Now they're starting to get a bit more advanced. Those are our 10 and 11. And our last group we have is what we call C group, which covers our 12-year-olds. And then also our 13-year-olds. And our 13-year-olds are our rookies. So essentially, those kids in that age group get to pop along, shadow some lifeguards on patrol, and learn the ins and outs of patrolling, so that when they hit 14, they can actually go for their lifeguard award. So anyone 14 plus can go for their lifeguard award.
Yeah.
And they get to learn all the ins and outs of surf safety, first aid, patrol management. And that's where you'll see people, the lifeguards out on the beach. And as they get more experience, they can learn things like driving an IRB or the rescue watercraft, advanced first aid, and even leading a patrol themselves. And for our older people who maybe have patrolled previously, maybe back in the day, they can actually do a refresher and get back into it pretty quick. I know for myself, I took about 20 years off.
Okay.
And then I came back into it with Raglan Surf Lifesaving. So some of those older guys who maybe have been out of it for a little bit, they can kind of get back into lifeguarding fairly quickly.
Right. So basically from 14 years old, you are genuinely useful out on the beach.
100%, yeah. Well, once you hit 14, you are able to qualify, and the more you train and the better you get, your opportunities to be involved, for example, in the paid lifeguard service.
Yep.
Which are the guys that you'll see during the week over the summer break. Those are all paid lifeguards from the region. And on the weekends, you'll obviously see our volunteer patrols, and that's made up of people giving up their time to go out and keep our beaches safe and make sure everyone was able to enjoy the Kiwi summer without fear of danger or injury.
Yeah, and so are there guards out at the moment?
Yeah, so there's guards out on the weekend. So patrols started for the volunteer service on Labour weekend. And then our peak patrol hours, which are when we have the longest patrols on during the weekends, and our lifeguards, paid lifeguard service begins to crank up, is from the 2nd of December. So from 2nd of December on, our peak patrol hours on the weekend will be 10:30 till 6 on a Saturday and 10:30 till 5 on a Sunday. And you'll see the lifeguards on the weekend all out and about. And then obviously over the Christmas break, you'll see lifeguards, the paid lifeguard service out during the day, keeping people safe while they're on the Christmas holidays.
So
and obviously with the volunteer service as well, if there's people still kind of out and about, we're not kind of leaving them on their own. We keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
Quite often we'll have people staying overnight at the clubhouse as well.
Okay, right. We're not just relying on Daniel Kiriopa being at home when somebody gets in trouble.
Pretty good guy, though.
Well, I know he's been quite busy this year rescuing people, so yeah, it happens.
DK's involved in the club as well, so it's great to have that sort of experience in and around the community and involved in the lifeguarding as well.
Yeah, we've had him on the radio this year. He's done some ads. He's done an ad which I'm about to set playing, advising people to be sensible with their boats, which seems to be a message somewhat falling on deaf ears at times. But I was just wondering, have there been any serious rescues or anything so far, the short bit of summer we've had? And it doesn't feel like summer today.
The patrol, like I say, started on Labor weekend. Ideally, we're trying to avoid rescues if at all possible. So our big focus is on PA, preventative actions. We feel like if we can have a flag out, make sure people don't put themselves into danger, that makes it a safer experience for other people.
Yeah.
And also means that we can make sure that we're patrolling to the best of our abilities. My understanding is there was a few rescues over the weekend.
Right.
But again, like I say, ideally we want to make sure that, you know, we're picking the safest place on the beach for the flags. We're putting people, directing them to where those safe spaces are, and we're watching those people who may get themselves into difficulty and getting to them before they put themselves in a situation where they need a rescue.
Yeah. For people who don't know much about our beach, do you want to just describe why it's a little bit of a gnarly situation at times?
Yeah, so our beach can change quite rapidly. It's changed a lot over the last few seasons, and in a given weekend it can change drastically in the conditions they face. Particularly on an outgoing tide, obviously as the tide goes out, the pool gets stronger, which means we get a lot more rips and some quite powerful rips as well. To the south end of the beach, we also have a lot of rocks that are hidden in the water during when the tide's in a little bit more, and some people kind of end up getting some injuries off those. So it can be, like I say, quite a powerful rip beach. And obviously, Naranui being Naranui, it's a big surf beach as well, and there's a few people who come to the beach but maybe aren't prepared for the conditions that they're going to face when they get there.
Yeah.
We're very quick to ensure that our flags are in the safest space, and obviously they'll move as the tide changes. Probably the safest time at our beach is on the high tide. As it gets lower and outgoing, that tidal pull gets real, real strong.
Yeah.
So that's really what we're directing people towards when we encounter them on the beach, especially people that we recognise may be new to the area.
And like I understand that the sand moves around quite a lot just out in the water, and sometimes you can be walking out and suddenly find yourself in deep water when you weren't, you know, a metre back.
Yeah, 100%. There are a lot of holes at the beach, and even, like I say, with the surge of the waves, sometimes you might be in knee-depth water, and in 10 seconds you're in up to your chest, just as the tide shifts and the sand changes.
Yeah.
So, again, we're really watching. We've got our lifeguards on the beach. We've also got observational up in the clubhouse watching the entire length of the beach. Again, just looking for those things and directing people about those dangers before they enter the water as much as possible so that it doesn't turn into a situation.
Yeah, and now that we've described how scary it is, can we just reassure the parents of the little ones that when they bring their kids along to the tadpole session, that they'll be all right?
Yeah, 100%. So when we do go in the water, so we'll usually start with some activities on the beach. We'll talk about some theory. We'll play some beach games. There are opportunities to go away and compete for kids and adults at other beaches around the place. So we'll always start on the beach. And then when we do enter the water, like I say, we'll have our ratios with both the coaches and the parents available. And also, obviously, we do have the lifeguards watching. And our activities for those kids are always in the flag. So there are multiple sets of eyes. If it's an okay day, we'll just have a net out with parents so the kids can't go outside the net. And then on a big surf day, like I say, we'll be literally either not getting in the water if it's way too big for them, or it'll be one-to-one. And we're not taking them out past the depth that they're comfortable with. So our little guys, you know, they're not going up above beyond their waist. They're just playing around in the water. And for our more advanced guys, our 12, 13-year-olds, yeah, if they've got the water confidence and ability, we'll be taking them out the back. But again, we're very much making sure that we're doing this in a safe manner, because we want to role model the way that we feel people should be at the beach as well.
Yeah, and we've just been talking in the last few weeks about Raglan Area School swimming pool is out of action at the moment. They're trying to get that going. I know you're out at Waitatuna. How important is the school swimming program, or are the kids in Raglan so used to the water it's not that big of a problem?
Yeah, it's one of those things that I feel has a lot of benefit. Obviously, it's a safe space to practice skills and get them ingrained before you go into an area where you have less control. So I'm a big fan of school pools. Obviously, you know, over time, we've lost a few school pools around the country. So I feel we're really fortunate at Waitatuna. Our board and PTO have ensured that we've kept our swimming pool going. So we had our program going all term one, and we're hoping to do some more swimming in term four as well. And that's, you know, practicing those skills, and it could be for surf safety, it could be how to swim in a river, but those things that we know that the kids can use to help keep themselves safe, and also pass those safety messages along to their families so that the message is getting out and people are able to enjoy the water, because it is a wonderful, you know, being an island nation, it's a wonderful resource that we have easy access to.
Yeah.
And we want people to enjoy it in a safe and fun manner.
So we have talked about how you start really young with the tadpoles, and you've got the different age groups up. If someone say you're a kid that's arrived in town from, I don't know, Hamilton, where there's no beach, can kids start at an older age? Do they need to come through the whole program, I guess is what I'm asking.
Right, so we have some kids will start at 13. They've suddenly decided, actually, I think lifeguarding might be for me, so they'll come and do our rookies program, and they'll start their surf experience literally at the age of 13. So they can pretty much start at any age, and obviously we just make allowances for where their skills and abilities lie. So we could have a 12-year-old who's got no water confidence, has never swum in their life, and we'll guide them through getting them into a place where they feel safe and comfortable being in those surf environments.
Okay, oh, that sounds good. And what's your story, Travis? You said you were away from the surf club for a while, but did you do this as a kid?
Yeah, so I participated in the Nipper program from about the age of 5 up at Red Beach, north of Auckland. And I did surf lifeguarding, got my lifeguard qualification. At the time, we called it a bronze medallion at 14, and I lifeguarded up at Red Beach for about the age of 18.
Yep.
And then I shifted down to Hamilton for university, and I kind of put it to the side. And it wasn't until I shifted back down here later on in life with my kids, and I thought, oh, this could be quite a cool thing for them. So I went over to Raglan as a parent, just watching, and then got into coaching, and then they were after lifeguards. So I thought, well, we'll give it a go at requalifying. And ever since then, I've just been involved with the club. And, you know, it's a great club, lots of awesome people involved out there. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
And do you have many people coming over from Hamilton?
Yeah, we do have quite a sizable group of kids and adults who come in from Hamilton and around the area, which is really great to be working on those skills, like I say, with people that are in that environment in town, so that when they go off on their summer holidays, we're fairly confident. We have a saying, like, if they can be surf safe at Naranui Beach, they're going to be surf safe pretty much anywhere in New Zealand.
Right. That kind of puts it in perspective. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Travis Brown from the Surf Club, and I know you've got to head into your class in a moment. Can you just remind us what's happening with all the junior stuff this season? I think you're starting on the weekend, don't you?
Yep, so if you're interested in junior surf program, come down to the Surf Club this Sunday from 10 a.m., and basically our program is every Sunday from 10 a.m. At the Surf Club, so if you just want to pop up and have a look and see the way we do things, more than welcome to come up. And like I say, if you want extra information, you can message me at juniorsurf@raglansurflifesaving.org.nz or visit the Raglan Surf Life Saving webpage.
Awesome. And are they looking for any adult guards or just qualified guards, extra guards?
We'll take the more the merrier. Obviously, the more eyes on the beach, the better, and the more patrols we can run. So, yeah, if you're someone who would like to become a lifeguard, or even if you're just someone who potentially you were a lifeguard and you want to get back into it, again, if you visit the site, or flick a message, we'll put you in touch with the details you need to go through that process.
Okay, awesome. And you said you actually had a date there for when the full paid guards are on, the full services on. Was that 1st of December?
So the peak patrol hours, which on the weekend means we have the most hours on the beach, start on the 2nd of December.
2nd, right.
I don't have the paid lifeguard hours, but...
Right.
At the moment. But that's when our peak hours start. And over the Christmas break, obviously, there are paid lifeguards on the beach during the week.
Okay, but we're in what you call the shoulder time at the moment.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, Travis, thanks heaps for your time this morning.